The Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet on the days tells us Bilam is referred to as Yodea Das Elyon. The Gemara asks, Efter Das Behemta Lo Havayada Das Elyon Mi Havayada. He couldn't even understand this donkey. So what does that mean that Bilam understood Das Elyon? So the Gemara says that Bilam is able to cheshben the moment of Zama Kodesh Baruch, the moment of Kodesh Baruch's anger. The Gemara says that was a rega. The Gemara says literally a moment, a split second of a split second. So Tozer is bothered, Yira Maskel Rega Kamemra, Yim Tomar, Mahaya Yachalomar Bishamu Etes Kazos. So Chazal seems to have had the tradition that Bilam was prepared to curse Nesel during that moment of a Kodesh Baruch's anger. So what could he possibly have gotten done in a split second? Yesh Lomar, Haya Omer, Kalem. So the first Teresatosis is he could have said one word, but Kodesh Baruch Hu Hafcho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned everything around. But then, Tosa says, second suggestion. Tosa's in Brachos HaZayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Lomar Inami. Me'archa Shehaya Maskel Kolaso Ba'asasha Haya Mazik Afilu L'Archakach. So Tosa's in Brachos has the second Teretz. That had he gotten in the beginning at that moment of Zama Kodesh Baruch Hu, he could have continued. As long as he got his foot in the door, as long as he began the klala at that moment of anger, he could have continued in that klala, and that would have still had an effect as long as he began at that precise moment. So famously, this is the basis of a position of the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll see is not widely accepted. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Kuf Yud Arachayim Sif Hei, Vida. Sheesh Misha Omer, because the Magen Avraham, Kishasha Overes, let's say you're holding 3 minutes for Shkia and you don't have enough time to finish Olish Ban Esrei. What do? You spile heavy nanus. The Magen Avraham says, quoting the Knesset Gedola, you dive in the Shornish Ban Esrei. You only have 3 minutes. So you say the first three brachos, heavy nanus, the last three brachos, and you get it in before Shkia. Umizenir, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So Magen must be assuming that it's not an option to start and then continue after Shkia. It has to conclude before Shkia. If it was an option to start before, so why do you have to come out to Havi Nenus? Magen must assume that you have to finish before Shkia. We're finished before Sosman Tfila. We're talking about a case where the Zman isn't over yet and the Zman is going to be over soon. Millennius Dieti says Aruch HaShulchan, near Mitosis Brachos, the Hochin Acharas Chala, based on that Tosis by Bilam, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that's relevant to other areas of Halacha also. As long as you get it in before the buzzer, you can continue afterwards. Hochin Acharas Chala, then Hisklu Bizman Tfila, Mikri Tfila Bizmana, Alpha Pisha Misaima, Lacharasman. So if you start Shman Esrei 30 seconds before Shkia, you're good. As long as you begin in time, you can continue as long as you want afterwards. That's still considered to be Tevila Bismana. I say Shkia, but if it's Seis, whatever the Sosman is, or for Shachris, whatever Sosman Shachris is, as long as you get it in before the end of the Zman, you can continue after the Zman, and that's considered to be a Tevila Bismana. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in the context of Tevila, so we'll have to discuss exactly what the rationale for the connection is and why you would argue. And based on that, maybe figure out if it applies to other areas as well. The Aruch HaShulchan only says it in the context of tefillah. Rabbi Karlbach in his Chavetz Chaim Sasharon points out that there's a Trumas Hadeshen that simply read may sound like this notion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Dalid. Question is, Misha Shalis Palil Mincha Bereshabis Adla Acher Shanu Akal Baruch Hu. So, person's late to Shul Friday night, and he, by the time he's ready to daven Shema Esrei for Mincha, the team is ready davening Maariv. Aval Adayin is not Mincha, it's still light outside, so it's he could daven Mincha, but the team started Maariv already. Hech Yisfal Tevilas Mincha Zu. So, is he allowed, if the team ready started Maariv, is he allowed to daven his weekday Mincha? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Yerod Yesh Chilek B'davar. Then on one hand, if it's already Shabbos, how can you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei? But then he says, "Vinir li." She'im yavo echad lebeis hakneses samachlo baruchu. So what should he do? The person's coming into shul 2 minutes before the tzibur is going to say baruchu, and he hasn't davened mincha yet. Lo yantin lispalo mincha alacher baruchu. So the Torah Sedashin says, don't wait until after Baruch Hu so that you could chap the Baruch Hu and then daven mincha, k'moshe tzarech lasas b'shar yamim, which would be the advice any other day. The kaven just show verasi l'tfilas mincha, emyana Baruch Hu, ein lahakbid b'chiyag, emyana Baruch Hu k'dip pirashnu, ein lahakbid chiyagavnu lo yana Baruch Hu. Because here, he assumes that if you're going to say Baruch, then it's already Shabbos, and then you miss a chance to daven your weekday mincha. So it's a better not to wait for Baruch Hu, because then you're going to lose your opportunity to daven the weekday mincha. Baruch Yisrael ahead of a smack, Anias Modem and Sibur, Venera. Do I do Anias Baruch Hu? Fine. Va'af api, Shelo Yuchal Ligmor Chati Tfilas Mincha Kona Baruch Hu. So what's he saying? Don't wait until Baruch Hu so you can answer Baruch and then daven mincha, because at that point you won't be able to daven the weekday mincha anymore. So what should you do? You should start Shemon Esrei before Baruch Hu. You won't have enough time to finish. The Alpha Pisha Lo Yuchal Ligmor Chati Tfilas Mincha Kona Baruch Hu. You're not going to finish Shemon Esrei by the time they get to Baruch Hu. Nimsa Mispalel Nixas Tfilas Chol Ba'osa Beisak Neses Shebo and Tzibur V'shlucham She'anu Kfar Baruch Hu V'kitshu Ayom. So what's going to happen? You're going to be continuing davening your weekday Shemon Esrei while the Tzibur is already davening Marv of Shabbos. So how could that be that you're davening weekday Shemon Esrei while they're already davening a Shabbos Tfila? So She'anu Kfar Baruch Hu V'kitshu Ayom Mikol Makom Hold the Hiskel V'heter Einir the Yish Kepay the Kulihai. So even though in principle that's a problem, says the Torah Sedashen, as long as he started Beheter, meaning as long as you start your weekday mincha before the tzibur says Baruch Hu, then once you're in the door, it's good enough. So then it's not such a big deal if you're going to continue the weekday mincha when the tzibur is already Mekabel Shabbos. So Rabbi Karlbach says, at first glance, it sounds like that's in line with the principle of the Aruch HaShulchan. As long as you get it in Beheter, so to speak, you start Zman, then you can continue after the Zman. But he says not necessarily, because the nidon of the Shemon Sedashin is dafka, the impropriety of davening a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos. So as far as that problem of davening a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, that's not the biggest deal, because in principle, we assume the Ikkar Din, you could daven a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos. In principle, we're machmir to avoid bakashos on Shabbos, but that's a chumrah, not the Ikkar Din. So in principle, if you were to daven, at least according to some, if you were to daven a weekday Shemon Esrei with the Hosafos of Shabbos, you could potentially be yotzei the Shabbos stick, you could be yotzei the chiyuv tefillah. So davening a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos is not the end of the world. So there, maybe the Shemon Sedashin is willing to concede that if it's a choice between missing the Shemon Esrei entirely or starting before Baruch Hu and continuing past Baruch Hu, then better to start before Baruch Hu. But that doesn't necessarily mean when it comes to defining the Zman Tefillah, and maybe when it comes to Zman Tefillah, Tefillah Shachris has to be davened in toto during Zman Shachris. Tefillah Shemon Esrei has to be davened totally during Zman Milcha. And it's not the same to say that as long as you start Bizman, that's considered Tefillah Bizmana, even if you continue afterwards. There's a comment of the Eshel Avram Buchach in Hilchos Mincha Ma'arasim in Reish Lamed Gimel. Where he writes, he references a comment in this context of whether it's possible to start a tefillah before the conclusion of the Zman and continue afterwards. So he references a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kiddush Levana. Magen Avraham quotes a Radvaz. The Radvaz is Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Mem Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Mem Aleph. The Radvaz, in talking about Kiddush Levana, writes, you're not supposed to recite Kiddush Levana if the moon is covered by clouds. If it's a thin covering, kolish v'dak, you can still say the bracha. Then he says, v'mhiska levarech v'kisisa ha'anan gomer ha'bracha. If you started Kiddush Levana, you started the bracha, and then the cloud covers up the Levana, you can continue the bracha once, as long as when you started, the Levana was still visible. So says the Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, Simen Tav Kav Vav Sif Katan Aleph, Tav Kav Vav Sif Katan Aleph, in Hiskel Levarach V'nichz Kasa Gomer Bach, according to the Radvaz, Mashma, Kishi Yodeya Shetis Kasa Tekif Lo Yaskel Levarach, that's what we assume Lalacha, that you see the clouds are quickly moving, and you know that you don't have enough time to finish the bracha before the clouds are going to cover the moon, then don't start the bracha. The Rav says, b'di'evet, if you start it, and then you continue, and then the clouds cover the moon, so it's not a bracha l'batala. But l'chachila, you shouldn't do that. L'chachila, you shouldn't, even if you see the moon when you start the bracha, if you know you're not going to have time to finish the bracha before the moon gets covered up, then you should not recite Kiddush Lavanos. So the Eish L'Avraham Buchach thinks that that may be related to here as well. And you see that starting something, the Shas Heter, so to speak, starting something, Bizman Achiv, doesn't necessarily allow you to continue L'chachila if you know that you're going to go past the Bizman Achiv. The most posts can assume, against the Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Berurah, for example, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, Sivkatan, Yudalid, assumes that definitely as a lechachila matter, you don't daven a mincha or a shacharis, he writes in Hilchos Shacharis also, if you're not going to have enough time to finish it before the end of the Zman Chiyuv. And then if you have a choice between, in theory, if you have a tzibur that is davening too late, and you know you're not going to finish Mona Esrei before Shkia, if Shkia is Sosman Mincha, so better to daven b'chidus earlier so that you'll finish before Shemin Esrei than to daven b'tzibur better to daven b'chidus and finish before Shkia than to daven b'tzibur and finish after Shkia. I asked Rabbi Willig once, what about if you're davening with the minyan where the Yachid will have plenty of time to finish before Shkia, but the Chazaras HaShas are going to go past Shkia? He thought there, that's the Chazan's problem. As long as you're done before Shemin Esrei and the Chazan starts before, as long as you're done before Shkia and the Chazan starts before Shkia, so if he goes past Shkia, that's his problem, that's not your problem, and then better to daven with that minion than to daven earlier b'yachidus. Dayan Weiss references a story. It's not clear, I don't know if this is a Shmua, I don't think he sources the story in the Tshuva. But the Minchas Yitzchak Chela Dalid Sim Memches, Minchas Yitzchak Chela Dalid Sim Memches recites presents a conversation that took place between Rabbi Shula Kutner and his son-in-law and the Avnei Nezer when they met once. And Rabbi Shula Kutner's son-in-law said that he heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that based on this Tosos, that which you saw the Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes in the Baal Shem Tov, that you can start before the Sos Man Tefillah and continue past the Sos Man Tefillah is not a big deal. And Rabbi Shula Kutner responded that he heard such a thing also. The presentation was that the Baal Shem Tov said this is Tosos held this. Rabbi Shula Kutner said he heard such a thing, but he doesn't know what Tosos they're talking about. And the Avnei Nezer thought about it for a minute, and he said it must be that Tosos in Brachos Dav Zayin. Ad Khan, the story, the way it's told. So the Minchas Yitzchak is skeptical as to whether that story actually happened, because he thinks it's not true l'halacha, based on what he says is the consensus of poskim, that's not true. He quotes Magen Avraham's, that's not the case. And he thinks l'halacha, even if you start before, you're not allowed to continue after l'chachila. Is that considered to be a tefillah b'zmana? So he finds it difficult to believe that the, doesn't go to the Aruch HaShulchan here, but he finds it difficult to believe that the Baal Shem Tov and the Avnei Nezer would have endorsed such a position. There's an interesting tshuva, Rabbi Karlbach in his piece is mitzayin this tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashya Klavar, last Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So Chubas Eretz V, Simon Kuf Kuf Aleph, he discusses the Chuba, part of the Chuba, and the piece that's relevant, or the starting point for it's relevant to us, part of the Chuba discusses the common practice of having a Sudas Purim that extends past Shkia, which the Chuba Sadesh already talks about. And by extension, he notes a practice of thousands of Jews of giving Shlach Manos after Shkia. So he says, how do you justify giving Shlach Manos after Shkia? That's already after the Zman Chiyuv. So he says, you could potentially be Malami Tzchus on that practice based on this notion that we're talking about. He quotes this from the Yidda Kadosh, who said it's a Lima Tzchus for people that would start Davening Mincha before the Sof Zman and continue past the Sof Zman based on this Tosfos. And the notion of Meruba Mida Tova Meruba Peranus, if it's true for a Klala, if it works for a Klala, it should definitely be, work for Tefillah. So he writes that maybe it should be Tali on the Machlokas, the Manos Alev and the Trumas Hadeshen, as to why we give Shalach Manos. He says like this. There's already ample precedent, that's already what's discussed by the Trumas Hadeshen, of starting the Perm Suda, Bibod Yom, and continuing Balayla. That's already established precedent for whatever reason, many Mitzvos Hayom, fine. That's already established precedent. So if you assume, like the Trumas Hadeshen himself, against the Manos Halevi, that the Trumas of Shalach Manos is to provide Tzorchei Suda, and not for the Reyes per se, so if you're ready allowing the Suda to take place afterwards, and that's considered a Suda's Purim because the Eschala was at the beginning, so you can drag along Shalach Manos together with that. So even if you give Shalach Manos totally after Shkia, but people are still having the Suda's Purim at that point, so that's Nigar Achar Haskala, and that would be, he says, at least a Limitzchus, for what he knows is a practice of giving Shalach Manos after Shkia on Motzai Purim. He says that it's better that every rabbi should encourage his balabatim to give shalach manos b'bavad yom, which is the ikra mitzvah. But as a li mitzvah, he says maybe if you put two and two together, you come to this conclusion. Okay. So the related topic is in other areas of halacha, when do we go basar haskala? We know that most Rishonim assume, and we assume la halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to Suda Shabbos, if you start Suda Shabbos in Bod Yom, you can recite your Tzei, even if you continue your Shalosh Shudas past the end of Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber writes in Simen Kuf Peches Sif Yud. Haya Ochel V'yatsa Shabbos, Maskev Shal Shabbos B'rikos HaMazon. Nazlina Basar Haskalas HaSuda. You follow the Haskal as long as you start before Shkia. You continue reciting would say, even if you bench afterwards. That's the rush, the tour, the basis of course, the rush not the way, but that's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Most aren't makbid even lechachila to bench before Shkia to not get into this question, because that's about Shulchan Aruch. Shechter lechachila, if he doesn't have other obligations, I believe is makbid to bench before Shkia to recite would say before Shkia on Shabbos. But if he's in a public situation where he's Shalosh Shudas elsewhere, he would eat with everyone else. But generally speaking, Minagolim is like it says in Shulchan Aruch, we don't think twice about it. Mechaber says, Hu adin l'rosh chodesh perm v'chanukah. So that's more of a machlokas that not everyone agrees with, that if you start a Rosh Chodesh Suda or a perm v'chanukah Suda m'v'yom, then you continue reciting Haskaras Hayom, even if you continue after Shkia. That's as far as Suda Shabbos and Suda Siyantiv and Rosh Chodesh perm v'chanukah. Says the Shari Tshuva there, Sif Katan Ches, Ayin Berheite, Vikasa Beginas Varadim, the Afla Poskim, the Zlina Basa Eskala Sasuda, even if you follow Eskala Sasuda, Linyan Ritzei, and Eskaras Meina Ma'ora, Ayin Linyan Eskara. Aval, Beshavi Brachos, the Chasan, Shenem Shaka Sudas, Yom Zayin, Adlil Ches, Vade and Levarech, Shavi Brachos, the last day of Shavi Brachos. If you go past Shkia, you don't recite Shavar Brachos. The summer gets married now in the summer, so Shavar Brachos ends up being 5 days. You have a typical wedding that takes place, the chuppah takes place 7:30 on Wednesday evening. So that's already day one of Shavar Brachos, because you have the chuppah then. Then Thursday is day two. So the last day of Shavar Brachos is Tuesday. So if you eat Tuesday past Shkia, there's no recitation of Shavar Brachos. The hard stop at Shkia at the end of the day. Why should that be true? Why is there a difference between, this is quoted by Pischei Tshuva and Eben Ezra as well. Eben Ezra, Simon Samach Beis, the Shavar Brachos Simon, Seif Katan Yud Beis, Samach Beis Yud Beis. Pischei Tshuva quotes this, that there's a consensus of Poskim, that you don't recite Shavar Brachos after Shkia. Ben Hashmashas would be a Savik Brachos Lahakel, you don't say during Ben Hashmashas either. But after the end of the day, when it's Vadech HaShecha, then there isn't a Safek. Then even if you start in Bo Yom, it's definitely, you know, Mitzvah Shavu Brachos. Why is there a difference between Me'ena Me'orim, between Ritzei and Shavu Brachos? Says the Shlomo Kluger, Shuvas Elavcha Shlomo, Simen Kuzayin Eben Ezer, Simen Kuzayin. Nistapakti, V'chasan Shahayla Suda B'yom Zayin Shalo, V'panu Chadashos, V'nim Shalcha Suda, so Ad Erev Le'el Shmoda. So Shavu Brachos went late. In Mevarach and Berachos Chasan and Belay Lo Lo. In Mazlina Basar Eskalos Asuda Lo. He writes, Ka'ez Lamatzasi Gilo Yiladin Zeh. He says, not clear. Avaladati Adavar Pasha. She'ein Mevarachin. Deinu Dovel Askar Shabbos V'yanta Berachos Amazon. Why? Why isn't it like Kaskar's Meinam Ara? Came into Berachos Amazon Akar Kafta the Pas Munach. The Chia Berachos Amazon in general, that's dependent on the bread that you eat. The chiyah berachas hamazon is based on your eating of bread. In Cain, ta'akev kishachal kazayis bayom nischay beberachas hamazon baskara. So if you ate your bread when it's still Shabbos, that's what triggers the chiyah. So that's a Shabbos dik berachas hamazon. You have to say ritzei. The kevin shavkar nischay baskara asha acher kakvar bayom acher kevin shavkar nischay berachas hamazon bezalo nifka michiyuvo. Oh. So it doesn't make a difference that the suda is nimshach to the next day. But the chi of benching is based on your achilas pas. You ate pas on Shabbos. So therefore, you mechuyev in haskaras me'enam ora, your haskaras Shabbos in benching. Even the benching is going to be later. However, that's as far as haskaras me'enam ora. Aval shavu brachos l'shal chasan locha. Achilas pas, it's a function of Birkas Hamazon. It's an extension of Birkas Hamazon. The Rei Lava pas garen kain. Shema yasoi kol yom bli panim chadashos. Ein chayv lebarach shavu brachos. It's not just a function of pas. You can eat all the pas in the world, but that's not the only ingredient that you need in order to recite shavu brachos. You need panim chadashos. The gam im hayasham b'shas suda panim chadashos. Even if you add panu chadashos to the meal, if the panu chadashos go home before shavu brachos, before benching, there's no shavu brachos. So the chi of shavu brachos is based on what are the nitanim, what ingredients are present at the time of benching. Right? By the same token, if the chasan leaves before shavu brachos, there's also no shavu brachos. So you need the panu chadashos, you need the chasan, you need everything b'shas berachos hamazon. So it doesn't make a difference that at the time that you started the suda, there's a chiyuv shavu brachos. If the days of the shivas yamei mishta are done by the time you get to benching, it's the same as if the panu chadashos left. It's the same as if the chasan left. You don't have the ingredients necessary to recite Berachas Hamazon. So for that reason, Shlomo Kluger says, that's why you distinguish between Ritzei, between Yontiv, Shabbos or Yontiv benching, and Shavu Brachos. Rav Avadya Zetshuva, Chelek Hei Abia Omer, Eben Ezer, Simen Zayin, Chelek Hei, Simen Zayin, that maybe, even though in general, Savi Brachos Lahakel, but he's talking about a situation where let's say the chuppah is before shkia, the yichud is after shkia. So for Sfaradim, yichud may be the real chuppah. So then he has a svek svek or a triple safek that maybe Bein HaShvash is really still yom, and maybe the ikar chuppah, maybe Shavu Brachos begins b'shas chuppah, and the chuppah was the yichud, and now we call the chuppah. They put together a few sveikos. He says, even though in general Savi Brachos Hakel, maybe you can still say the Brachos Bein HaShvashos because you have a triple suffix in the other direction. But generally speaking, we assume that the majority position is that there's a hard stop at Shkia. And if the 7 days of Simchas Chasam Mekhal are done at Shkia, meal continues. You don't recite Shavu Brachos after Shkia. Rav Shraya Dublitsky in his Sefer Sovas Machos, one of the classics from Hilchos Shavu Brachos, he points out, there's a Me'iri that maybe sounds not that way. Me'iri and Ksubas, we actually quoted the same paragraph of the Me'iri earlier this year in the context of Paris Mapa Mekadesh on a Purim that falls on Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. So there the Meiri writes, the end of Zayin Amud Beis, contrasting with Purim, he writes, Bishar Seudos Shabbat Arve Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim V'rashay Chadashim U'motseyem HaKol Holech Kishas HaBracha. Everything depends on the Shas HaBracha. Afilu Acham V'bayom V'shachach V'lo Birech Mishach HaShech HaNiskar V'varech Kirai L'Shas HaBracha. I mean, it depends on when you said the bracha at the beginning of the meal. So if you start at the beginning of the meal on Shabbos, you continue with the Shabbos benching afterwards. V'chein kasavnua ba'achron shel psachim. V'chein kasavnu sham, shekol shemivarech ben ha-shmoshos, don en oso kiyom ha-kedusha, umas germena ma'ora, hein b'knisa, hein b'yitzia. He says that... Ben Hashmoshos would be considered like the day itself, le'inyan any askara. So in the Sabbath Brachos, he says maybe that sounds a little bit like Ben Hashmoshos is nigra based on the previous day, and not we don't treat that as a topic. Whether that's what the Miri means, but lemaisa, the consensus of the poskim is like what the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Gina Sfaradim, that when it comes to Shavuot Brachos, it's a hard stop Hashkia, and there's no recitation of Shavuot Brachos Peshkia. On the last day of Shavuot Brachos. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi Thielman. Can I ask you just to clarify? Mm-hmm. On Shabbos, I see that there's a difference between Betzei and Yalav Yavo and Shavuot Brachos. Fine. But the truth is, we always say that Shabbos extends. That's why you're saying, Betzei, you would it's Tosefa Shabbos, and that's a deraisa Tosefa Shabbos, maybe.
Right.
So if Shabbos is extending, so the day is extending, so the Shavuot Brachos is still that day. It's just a Yom Arichta, a long day.
Right.
Why can't you say Shavuot Brachos?
Yeah, that's a good hour. There might be two anyway. That there might be an additional reason that that's considered to be Tosefa Shabbos and maybe make her a day. That's not really shown and presented, I don't think. But that could be as well. Okay, shkoach.
Hey, thank you, shkoach.
Hey, Shabbos.